Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the 2023 National Galvy Sale, Monday, January 2nd, starting at 6 p.m. at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds Super Barn Sale Arena during the 3rd Cattlemen's Congress. They'll be offering 26 lots of Galvy and Valancer, bulls, heifers, bred heifers, embryos, and flushes to be offered. You can attend the sale in person or bid online at liveauctions.tv. For more details, contact Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. The National Galvy Sale, Monday, January 2nd at Cattlemen's Congress.
It's the 84th Annual National Angus Bull Sale, January 6th at 2 o'clock at the Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City, featuring 39 high-quality bulls from proven programs across the U.S. All bulls are parent-verified, have been genomic trait-tested, and sell with enhanced genetic predictions. For a copy of the sale book or to visit with a sale manager, call 816-344-4266. That's 816-344-4266. It's surprising that live cattle have been slowly moving higher due to a strong anticipation of higher cash again this week. Some of it might be due to end-of-year positioning by traders. Traders are factoring in higher cash, but are not getting overly exuberant over it. Box beef has settled down with mixed prices yesterday. Choice down 63 cents. Select was up $1.64. Slaughter pace continues to remain strong, which should result in packers stepping up to begin trading today, with likely higher prices at feedlots, which could remain resolved to get more for their cattle. Now, hog futures trading mixed, with February posting the greatest loss. However, it held well despite continued lower cash. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report $1.80 lower, with a weighted average of $76, the index at $78.60, and there is a huge premium being carried by the February contract. Of course, there is time to trade this contract, and much can certainly happen. March Kansas City wheat's down 12 cents early, threatening its first lower close over six sessions. Moderate to heavy precipitation is in store for the Pacific Northwest and southeastern U.S. the next 7 days, but will mostly miss the dry southwestern plains. The moisture will add to a blanket of snow already covering much of Washington, northern Idaho, and western Montana. March corn's trading 3 cents lower early today after gaining 16.5 cents since Friday and achieving a new one-month high. The end-of-the-year rally in corn defies the recent narrative of slow export sales and concerns about sluggish ethanol demand and points back to the historically strong national cash basis as the primary market clue that has yet to be explained. March soybeans trading 4 cents lower early today after a gain of nearly 30 cents the first 2 days of this week. Wednesday's action saw March soybeans close clearly above $15 for the first time in 6 months. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
For over 25 years, Superior Livestock has been committed to making it easy for buyers and sellers to come together. In 2023, there's going to be some great opportunities for you to take advantage of doing business the Superior way, including the annual Bell Ringer video auction that'll be happening the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January in Oklahoma City. Consign your cattle by the 2nd of January to be a part of the 2023 Bell Ringer sale, 18th and 20th of January, Oklahoma City.
At the close yesterday, February live cattle down 7 cents, 157.80. April down 5 cents, 161.77. January feeder cattle up 37 cents, 183.47. March up 80 cents, 186.20. And February hogs down 67 cents at $90.80. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 3 cents, 8.82 and a quarter. May's up 4 and 3 quarters at 8.76 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March up 11 cents, 7.85 and a half. May's up 11 and 3 quarters at 7.92 and 3 quarters. March corn's up 8 cents, 6.82 and 3 quarters. May is up 8 and a quarter, 6.81 and a half. March soybeans up 24 and a quarter, 15.01 and a half. And the March up 25 and a quarter, 15.14 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.